the next morning, a guard woke them up.
"You've got a visitor," he said.
"A visitor?"
asked Miles.
"Who is it?"
A small old man came to the prison door to talk to them.
"Blake Andrews," shouted Miles. "It's old Mr. Andrews. He was one of our servants in Hendon Hall. He was a good man."
Mr. Andrews was very worried. He walked over to Miles. When the guard left the room, he went on his knees.
"Sir Miles,"
he whispered. He was very happy to see Miles again.
"We thought you were dead. Now, here you are, alive."
"Why did you think I was dead?" asked Miles.
"We saw a letter,"
said old Mr. Andrews.
"It said you were dead, but some of us didn't think it was real. Some people said your brother wrote the letter. He wanted everybody to think you were dead. Then he could marry Lady Edith."
"That's terrible," said Miles. "Why didn't you stop him?"
"Your brother is a very angry man,"
said Mr. Andrews.
"We have to work for him, and we are all frightened of him. After your father died, we didn't know what to do."
"Listen," said Miles. "You must help us to get out of prison."
"I will try,"
said old Mr. Andrews.
"But things are difficult. The coronation is tomorrow, and everybody is very busy."
"Coronation?"
said Edward, surprised.
"Yes,"
said Mr. Andrews.
"The new king will be crowned."
"The new king?"
said Edward.
"They need to find him first."
Mr. Andrews did not hear Edward.
"People say the new king is mad,"
said Mr. Andrews.
"But they also say he is kind."
"What king?"
shouted Edward.
"We have to get out of this prison now."
Old Mr. Andrews did not understand why Edward was so angry. He thought he must be mad.
"I will try to help you,"
Mr. Andrews said. Edward and Miles watched Andrews talk to the prison guard. He gave the guard some money. The guard smiled and nodded his head. A few hours later, the guard opened the door.
"You can go,"
he said to Edward and Miles.
"But you must leave this place and never return to Hendon Hall."
Edward and Miles ran out of the prison. Miles was very interested in the new king. Mr. Andrews said the new king was a good person who wanted to help people. Perhaps he could help Miles to get Hendon Hall back. It would be very difficult to speak to the new king, but he did not have another idea. Edward was very worried. He needed to be at the coronation. He had to tell everybody that he was the real king.
"What do we do now?"
Miles asked Edward.
"We go to London,"
said Edward. They walked very quickly to London and arrived late that night. The coronation would happen the next day in a huge church called Westminster Abbey. Thousands of people were waiting outside the abbey. They wanted to see the new king the next day. There were so many people that Edward and Miles soon lost each other. Tom was sleeping in a big, soft bed, and the real king was outside alone. He was hungry, tired, and wearing rags.